Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You Freak Me. We are back with another episode. Obviously, this episode wasn't uploaded on Friday. Normally, my episodes are uploaded every Friday, but I didn't upload this one on Friday because I wanted this one to be more of a New Year's themed episode. So this is going up on the 31st. Perfect for you guys to start your new year going into 2023. As you can tell from the title, this episode is going to be all about going into 2023 as a new version of yourself and kind of just how to glow up for the new year mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, faithfully, all those different aspects. I have honestly been having a little bit of a bad week mentally. Just my mental and emotional health has not been at its highest this past week, and that's also why I could not get an episode up for you guys. I spent a lot of my mornings just waking up, getting ready to record, and then just sitting in bed the whole day and just feeling sad. I've also been dealing with really bad headaches recently, and I think that I'm dealing with bad headaches because of my stress levels. I went to my holistic doctor this week, and she was like doing a bio scan on me to just kind of test out all my emotional and physical levels. And my emotional stress levels were like skyrocketing, and she was like, I can tell you are very internally stressed out and just not doing your best mentally. And I definitely know that's been the case for myself, especially the past week or two. And it's gotten to the point where even when I would go to the gym to work out, I would get to the gym, and normally the gym is my stress reliever, where if I go to the gym to work out, I'll feel better and I have like a motivation to work out, because when I don't feel my best mentally, the gym makes me feel better. It's like I relieve my stress and I kind of like get a good workout in, I get a good sweat in, and I just feel better about, you know, how I was feeling before. And I was no longer feeling that way. And it was like I would get to the gym and I would go to work out and I would go to like feel my best. And I would walk in and I'd work out for 10 minutes and I'd leave because I was getting a headache and I wasn't feeling great emotionally, or I was thinking about something that was making me upset. And it's like the second those thoughts started to hit me, I couldn't be there anymore. And I would leave and I wouldn't even finish my workout. And it is so unlike me to not enjoy going to the gym and to not be working out as my stress reliever. And so I had a lot of low moments this week, but I also had a lot of high moments this week that I'm going to talk about as well. And I just feel like it's okay for me to realize that just because I think I fully healed from something, I didn't heal from it yet. And I think that I've just been going through a lot in my life, like love life and my school life and my work life. And just being in your 20s, I think, adds a pressure of figuring things out. And so I've been in my head about a lot of different things recently, and I think it's just all catching up to me. And sometimes, you know, it just feels like everything happens at once. Like, you're like, okay, I understand that all these problems are happening, but why do they all have to happen at the same exact time? That is exactly what I'm going through right now. Like, everything is happening to me at the exact same time. Like, all of these different things that could be going wrong in my life are going wrong at this, like in this, within the same month. And it's like, I don't know how to keep up with it. It's like the second I heal from one thing, something else happens and something else hits me. And so I've kind of just been at a point where I can't understand why all this is happening to me, why it's all happening at once, and why I can't just not have bad days anymore. Like, I'll have a really, really good day where I'll wake up, I'll do my morning routine, I'll go to the gym, I'll get done a bunch of work, I'll eat a healthy meal, and I'll just feel really good and really happy. And then the next day I can't leave my bed. And I'm like, why is it always like one step forward, three steps back, like every single time? And that's just how I've kept feeling recently. And that's kind of why it was hard for me to even record this episode, because I didn't want to record this episode when I was in a bad place with myself. I wanted to record this episode when I was able to really tell you guys the truth and tell you guys how I was feeling. And I just wasn't at a point where I could tell you guys that. And last night, I had a big awakening yesterday, which was Friday. That's the day I normally get my episodes up. And recently, I've been loving recording in real time. So, like, I'll wake up Friday morning, I'll record what I have to record, and then I'll edit it and I'll get it up in real time. And it's like, great, I love doing real time episodes. So yesterday was Friday, I woke up to record, and I started planning on my episode, and then I wrote something out, and I just started crying. And I just started bawling my eyes out, I shut my computer, I was like, I can't do this. I texted my friend, I was like, I am depressed today. Like, I don't want to leave my bed, I just want to cry, I want to throw up from crying. I didn't have it in me to even, like, smile or talk about anything. Like, those feelings where you kind of just feel like you don't feel anything. You're so numb to the pain and you're just like, I can't do this. That's exactly how I felt. And so I was just at a point where I was like, I can't record today. I can't put on this face and be for you from Eve today. And she was like, come over my house, distract your mind. I went to her house. I spent the whole day at her house and I felt okay. And then I went to the gym after and I was in the gym for maybe 20 minutes and my head was pounding. I was not feeling good. And I hate when I have headaches because I know that the headaches are coming from stress right now. And I do struggle really badly with like migraines and it just ruins everything. Like when I have a headache, I can't go to the gym. I can't work out. I can't do work. I can't read. Like I can't watch TV and distract myself. Having a headache is the worst because you literally just have to sit there and close your eyes and deal with it. Whereas like if I have a stuffy nose and like I can't breathe from how stuffy my nose is, I can at least put on a movie and suffer like that. But like when I have a headache, I cannot do anything besides sit there and cry about my headache. But yesterday I was so low with myself. It was a Friday night and I had plans like, and I just didn't go. I was like, I'm just going to stay in bed. My room was a mess. And I was like, you know what? I came home from the gym not feeling great. I was like, I'm going to eat something. I'm going to shower and I'm going to clean my room. And even though my head was killing me, I was like, I need to do these things for myself. And or else I'm going to wake up tomorrow, which is Saturday, and I'm going to have the same exact day that I had on Friday, and I will not let that happen. So I got home from the gym, I ate something, I took a shower, and then after my shower, I went into my room, and I just started cleaning it. Like, I remember I was just so badly just wanted to throw myself into my bed, but I was like, no. I cleaned my room, I cleaned my closet, I cleaned out my workout drawer, I cleaned everything out, I opened up a bunch of packages, and I was like, it's enough. Like, this is something I have to tackle right now, because if I wake up in a messy room tomorrow, I'm gonna wake up with the same amount of motivation that I woke up with this morning, and I did nothing with that motivation. So I completely cleaned out my room, and then I opened up my packages, and one of the packages was actually a book that I ordered. And it wasn't supposed to come in until Wednesday. So it came in early. I don't know. Amazon sometimes will say like, oh, it's coming in on the 2nd, or like it's coming in on the 5th and it'll come in on the 2nd. I don't know. So I was like, why? Like, this book came in so much earlier than it was supposed to come. But it's called The Mountain Is You by Brianna West. And I had seen this book on my TikTok before and I have been wanting to try it out because I feel like I'm at a point where I really need to self-heal and just really work on myself, obviously, which is what this episode is about. And so after I cleaned up my room, I sat in my bed, I started planning today's episode, and I opened up the first page of this book, and I want to read it to you guys because one page in and I was already like, oh my God, like it hit me already. So it's the introduction page and it says, much like nature, life is very often working in our favor, even when it seems like we are only being faced with adversity, discomfort, and change. As forest fires are essential to the ecology of the environment, opening new seeds that require heat to sprout and rebuild a population of trees, our minds also go through periodic episodes of positive disintegration or cleansing, which we release and renew our self-concept. We know that nature is most fertile and expansive at its perimeters, where climates meet, and we also transform when we reach our edge states, the points at which we are forced to step out of our comfort zones and regroup. When we can no longer rely on our coping mechanisms to help distract us from the problems in our lives, it can feel as though we've hit rock bottom. That line hits me. The reality is that this sort of awakening is what happens when we finally come to terms with the problems that have existed for a long time. The breakdown is often just the tipping point that precedes the breakthrough, the moment a star implodes before it becomes a supernova. I read that page. And the line where it says, when we can no longer rely on our coping mechanisms to help distract us from the problems in our lives, it can feel as though we've hit rock bottom. I read that line and I started crying because I am the person where if I am hurt by something, I fill it with distractions. Fill it with distractions. I will get my heart broken in some type of aspect in my life and I will just try to fill the void. And for a month, I'm just filling that void and I'm just trying to get over it. And I think I'm healing, but I'm not healing. I'm just distracting. And I think this past week, I have been forced to drop every distraction in my life and really face what's happening to me. I went through a breakup. I haven't like really said that on my podcast, but I did go through a breakup about 2 months ago, almost 2 months ago. And it was a 4-year relationship. It was a very long-term relationship. I've talked about my relationship a little bit on my podcast and how long it was and how serious it was. And about a month and a half ago, that relationship is no longer happening. I don't want to go into detail about the breakup because it's just unfair to my partner and it's just unfair to me. Like, I don't really want to get too personal about things like that. I think that there's no need to. You guys know the bottom line. I've talked about how I'm single on the podcast, so I think a lot of you have caught on to it. I've gotten a lot of DMs from you guys about how you guys have gotten through, you know, long-term breakups, and so I do want to be open with you guys, but I'm also not going to be going into detail just to respect my past relationship. But when my breakup had happened, I felt like I just needed to distract myself, whether it was work, whether it was with other people, whether it was with friends, whether it was going out and drinking and this and that. And I was like, I'm so happy and I'm so distracted. And like, I thought I was healing, but it's like, no, I was only distracted and I was not dealing with what actually happened. And this past week, I've been forced to drop all the distractions and fully just think about the breakup and fully just think about my ex-partner. And I think that is why I've taken so many steps back. It's because I felt like I was doing so good. And then I actually thought about the situation and I was like, this is the worst thing ever. And I have just been like sitting in heartbreak the past like 2 weeks where I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to be around anyone. I don't want to go out. Like, I just want to be in my room crying and looking at old pictures and just dealing with it that way. And I'll scroll through my TikTok page and it'll be of someone telling me to like go through the emotions, like stop distracting yourself and let yourself heal. Like, time will do its thing. But if you're feeling sad about it, let yourself feel sad about it. But it's like those moments of sadness, I'm like, I just want this to end. Like, I don't want to feel this way anymore. I just want it to end. And I think this happening a little bit close to the new year is a good way for me to kind of just be like, maybe this is how I'm meant to go into 2023. Like, I'm meant to go in alone and I'm meant to just start healing and start my healing journey and start my healing process. And so when I read that line of the book, I was like, wow, like this, it feels like I've hit rock bottom because I removed my distractions and now I'm dealing with what I actually am supposed to be dealing with. And it does feel like I hit rock bottom. And so I did get really emotional when I read that line and when I saw that, because I was just like, damn, that sucks. Like, I did lose something so great and it wasn't meant to be, but it's like at the end of the day, I have to believe that this is just something that had to happen to me. And sometimes it's hard to understand why things like this happen to us. And it's like, but why couldn't it be them? And why did this have to not work out? And you just start to ask yourself all these things. But at the end of the day, if you're not with this person, there's a reason you're not with this person. And maybe you will be with this person again someday. You don't know. Like, if you're going through something similar and you're listening to me talk and you're like, wow, I'm going through something so similar. You don't know what your future holds. All you know is what your present is. And all you can act on is your present. And so you just have to be there in the moment. You have to deal with the emotions as they come. You have to make decisions on the, you know, in the moment. And yes, this affects your future, but you're not there yet. You didn't even meet that version of you yet. So it's like, you're not even at that point. You can't even be worried or be bothered with what's going to happen to you in a few years. Worry about what's happening to you now. Worry about how you can kind of help yourself out now. And I think that's kind of like what I'm trying to go into 2023 with, is I'm just trying to realize, like, I don't want to hide from my problems. I don't want to distract myself from my problems. I want to be happy, but I have to remind myself that if I'm going to be happy, I'm going to be happy in a few months when I let myself heal, not if I just keep distracting myself. So I'm kind of just trying to go into the new year not thinking of last year's problems. I don't want to drag last year's problems into the new year. And that is my first advice for you guys going into 2023. Do not drag last year's problems into the new year, because it will wreck you and it will destroy you and you will never move on from it. And this is exactly how I had been feeling, is I was like, I don't want to go into 2023 feeling sad, but at the same time, I want to go into 2023 healing. And healing means you're going to have sad days. It means you're going to have bad days. It means you're going to still, like, think about it. You're going into a new year and you want to be a better you, but that doesn't mean that 3 months down the line of 2023, you're not going to wake up sad and not want to do anything in bed. And that's okay. That is part of the healing journey. This is why my wallpaper says healing comes in waves, and sometimes the waves hit the rocks, and that's okay. Because healing does come in waves. A wave never comes back the same twice. A wave comes, it reaches the top, and then it crashes, and it never comes back the same again. And waves are like my favorite symbol. I always want to get a tattoo of a wave on me, because I feel like I just look at waves so much in that sense, where as much as they're crashed down, as much as they're brought down, like, you think about it, a wave crashes every single time it reaches the shore, but it comes back. It just comes back looking different. A wave will never come back looking the same. And that's the same thing as human beings. We get brought down, we get crushed, we hit rock bottom, but we always get back up. We're just not coming back up as the same person. And so I think just like keeping that as my wallpaper, reading that page of The Mountain Is You, I feel so determined that even on my bad days and even on my sad days, I still love who I am and I'm still grateful for the emotion that I'm feeling. And when you are at that rock bottom phase where you're just so hurt and you're so depressed and you're so numb, be grateful that you even loved someone enough to feel those emotions. Be grateful that your life is filled with so much passion and so much love that you can feel that pain, because without love, there is no pain. So you have to be grateful for those things that you did share. And it's also a good reminder that you're going to feel those things again. You're going to feel that love and that happiness again. It's just a matter of time. And so I think I'm really just trying to teach myself that it's okay to have bad days, even when you're think you're doing so great on your healing journey, and even when you think you're doing so good, it's okay to have a bad day. And you might look at it like, damn, that sucks that I'm always going to be thinking about this thing. And it's like, one day you're going to be thinking about it, but you're not going to be thinking about it the same way. You'll be thinking about it in a few months, but it's not going to stop you from going out to see your friends. You know, we think about everything at different measures and different lengths, and time heals all. Time heals all. And even if you don't see it right now, and even if right now you're at a point where you cannot imagine yourself getting over this situation, you will. You will, because you're already thinking about it differently than you were thinking about it a year ago. So that's kind of my first thing that I wanted to talk about and I wanted to open up to you guys about, because I don't want you guys thinking I'm just preaching all this stuff and saying all these things, but I haven't actually lived through it or gone through it. Like, I have been going through it this past week and just this past month in general. And I just really want to go into the new year reminding myself that it's okay that I'm not fully healed, and reminding myself that it's okay that my healing journey is still going on. It's not an overnight thing where I can just decide like, villain era time, here we go. Like, and I kind of tried to do that. I like made a villain era playlist and I like deleted all these things on my phone and I like set it in my phone and I cleaned my room. And it's like, those things are amazing to hit the reset button, but that doesn't mean that when you do have a bad day, you're like, now I'm out of the villain era. Like, no, you're still there. You're just having a bad day. So going into the new year, making peace with your problems. If there's any type of problem you had in 2023, whether it's bad blood with an ex, bad blood with a friend, no matter what it is where you feel like you don't have peace from other people, create the peace within yourself. Confront the problem if necessary, like try to clear the air with people. But even if that person doesn't want to clear the air with you and that person doesn't care to make things better, make the peace within yourself. Allow yourself to move on from a situation, even if the other person in the party has not moved on from that situation. Because I've been in that position before where I moved on from a situation, but I can tell the other person hasn't. And I'm like, damn, I can't move on unless this person gives me my closure. Them not being okay with it is my closure. Them not wanting to fix things is my answer. No answer is an answer for me. So kind of just flipping the switch, and instead of thinking, like thinking more inwardly than outwardly, instead of thinking, how is this person affecting me? Think, how am I affecting this person? You know, thinking more inwardly, not outwardly, not allowing other people to control your emotions. And when you do flip that switch and you start to put yourself first and you start to think of yourself first, you are protecting yourself and you are protecting your heart, but you're not doing it in a selfish way. You're doing it in a way where you're thinking, I'm going into this new year thinking about me, being the best me, working on me, healing me. And once you do that, and once you kind of feel that way and you feel like, I want this year to be about me, I promise you the people that come and go in your life and the people that hurt you will not faze you the same way. So going into 2023 with that mentality of flipping the switch and not dragging last year's problems into the new year is so important. And I highly recommend that you kind of just try to cleanse that out of your system before the new year and make your peace with people before the new year. Now, I wanted to also talk about like physical, mental, emotional, all those types of things for going into the new year. I want to start with physical. So I keep seeing my TikTok, like how I'm glowing up for 2023. I think I am going to make a TikTok of it and kind of maybe make like a Notion template or something. I've been wanting to create something for you guys for the new year. So I think I am going to create something like that for you guys. But let's start with the physical, what you look like. This is something that's honestly important to me. Like, I will leave the house with no makeup. Like, even right now, I have no makeup on. My hair's a mess. I'm in pajamas. Like, I am not looking my best. But I want to also, like, I know I feel a lot less confident right now than I would if I was, like, more put together. I like myself more natural. Like, I don't like myself with too much makeup. I like myself with my hair a little bit more relaxed and comfier clothes on. That's when I feel my most confident. But at the same time, it is important for me to put on a physical appearance that I'm proud of. I want to leave my house liking what I look like and being proud of what I look like. So for me personally, I want to make sure that I'm going into this new year focusing on my physical appearance. So focusing on what I look like, my hair, my nails, my skin, my body, focusing on how I dress, what I smell like, how my body feels, what I'm eating, when I work out, how I decide to work out, all those things. So as for physical, I really want to focus on, when I say nails, I mean like I want to make sure my nails are always done. I want to make sure my toenails are always painted. I want to make sure my manicure is always done. I want to make sure my hair isn't like looking too greasy all the time. And like I feel a difference when my hair doesn't look good versus when my hair looks good. And I feel so much more like myself when my hair looks good. And that might sound silly to some people, but when I feel confident in what I look like, I feel more confident of like who I am. And I don't think that's a shallow thing. I don't think that's a self-absorbed thing. You should love what you look like and you should love how you feel. So I really want to work on prioritizing that more. And also when it comes to skin and body, that's all a lifestyle thing. Like I said, like what I eat and when I work out and how I work out, that's going to affect my skin and my body. I've dealt with acne for about 8 years of my life. I'm still dealing with it. And I know if I fully ate right, if I fully cut out the foods that were bad for me, and if I was sleeping right, and if I was taking my vitamins and drinking my greens, my skin would not look how it looks right now. But my problem is that I'm not the best with self-control. So I want to go into 2023 with better self-control and not restricting myself and saying this is the diet, but wanting to eat clean things because they make me feel good. Like I don't want to have a green juice because I have to clear my skin. I want to have a green juice because I know after I have it, I'm going to feel good about myself versus having a coffee first thing in the morning, which is what I'm doing right now. I'm having a coffee before I had anything. But you know what? It's still the 31st. The clock didn't hit 12 yet, right? So it's like, you know. I feel like I want to focus a lot more on what I'm putting into my body and how I'm treating my body because this is my home for the rest of my life and I care a lot about my health. I prioritize my health a lot. This is why I don't drink a lot. This is why I don't smoke. Like I love my body and I love the way it allows me to function. I'm so blessed and grateful that I get to wake up every single morning and I get to move my legs. And I used to be someone where I would look in the mirror and I would see like my body and just be so unhappy with the way I looked. And now I don't care anymore because I will go to the gym and I'll hit a new PR. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just leg pressed 400 pounds. And I'm like, I can't believe I just did that. And I'm not looking in the mirror saying, oh, my stomach looks so big. I'm thinking, damn, my legs just leg pressed 400 pounds. Like it's those things that switch it. And this is why going to the gym is so important to me. It helps me so much and affects me in such a positive way because it really helped me switch the narrative, focusing on what I look like versus focusing on what my body is capable of. And I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't have a moment, a little body dysmorphia moment where I'm like, I don't like my body today. I don't like the way it looks today. But at the end of the day, that's going to happen no matter what. I could have my favorite body and really take care of myself, but I'm still going to bloat here and there. It's normal. We're humans. We're going to think this way about ourselves. We're going to have good days and bad days. But at the end of the day, I'm so blessed for the body I have. And every time I finish a workout, instead of looking in the mirror and thinking, oh my God, I'm so bloated after this workout, or oh my God, my glutes didn't pump as much as I wanted them to, instead of having that mentality, I'm like, I'm so grateful for the way I feel right now. I'm so grateful that I was just able to move my body for 2 hours and that I was able to work out a sweat and feel so good about myself. Like, I'm so grateful my body gives me the power to feel this way. And switching that narrative, like 2023 is all about flipping the switch, right? We're switching the narratives. So switching the narrative on your physical appearance, even when it comes to my skin, like, okay, yeah, like I could look at the skin and be like, oh my gosh, I'm breaking out so bad. Like even right now, I'm probably breaking out the worst I have in months because of how stressed I've been and how emotional I've been. But I'm like, at the end of the day, like I still have skin on my face. Like, you know what I mean? I'm grateful for that. And it's just like switching that narrative of being upset about something and then finding the silver lining in it. And I'm just trying to find the silver lining in all of my insecurities. And I just don't care as much about these things that made me insecure because they're just part of who I am. And I don't want to always have acne. I don't want to always have a lower belly pudge. But at the end of the day, right now I have one and it's something that I can work on. And unless you are actively working on fixing something, you have no right to complain about it. I'm saying like, oh yeah, I have bad skin right now, but I know it's because I've been eating horribly. I've been sleeping really badly. I've been stressing myself out. Obviously my skin is going to act out on me when I slept with makeup on the other night. Obviously my skin is going to act out on me when I'm treating it that way. It's like if you see It's like if you throw your phone on the ground and it cracks and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe my phone just cracked. Obviously, it's going to crack. You threw it to the ground. It's like when I work out, if I don't work out and I just eat horribly and I gain 5 pounds and I'm like, oh, I hate my body. Well, obviously, you're going to gain 5 pounds. You're feeding your body and you're not going to the gym. Like, you know, it's little things like that where I think a lot of the time we complain about things that we don't even change or try to change. And obviously it's easier said than done to change the things you're insecure about, but I genuinely feel like at the end of the day I try not to complain or get upset about things that I have the power to change. And if there's things that I get insecure about that I don't have the power to change, like stretch marks on my inner thighs, which personally don't bother me, I love stretch marks, I think they're beautiful, but if that was something that upset me and that's something I can't change, I learned to accept it and I learned to love it. So the things that I can change, I'm going to change, and I'm going to take the power in me to change because I'm going to feel proud of myself when I'm able to change that. But the things that I can't change about myself, I'm going to love and I'm going to accept. But just for physical going into 2023, I just want to feel more put together all the time. I want my nails to be done. I want my hair to look good. I want my skin to be clear. And I want to just wake up feeling toned. I don't want to feel bloated. Like the other night, I think it was like last week or 2 weeks ago, I went out with my friends and we were grabbing dinner and then going to bars. And at dinner, I ate so horribly that I was so bloated. And it's not even that I really cared that much about it, what I looked like. It was more so I cared about how I felt. Like, I felt so bloated. I felt so gross. I felt just so, like, I couldn't leave my pants buttoned at the dinner table because of how much my stomach was hurting. And I was like, I don't want to feel this way. Forget about what I look like. I don't want to feel like this. Like, I don't want to feel so bloated where I can't move and I can't dance and I can't enjoy a drink. Like, little things like that. I want to go into this new year really taking care of my body so I don't have nights like that. And obviously that's something more internally affecting me than, you know, like there's something I have to fix inwardly when it comes to that. But it's like at the end of the day, I just have to be more consistent with the way that I am. I have to be more consistent with how healthy I eat and how I'm taking care of my body. And once I start taking care of my body, it will show. You can see someone on your For You page that has an amazing body, an amazing skin, and amazing hair, and you're like, damn, I want that. They're taking care of that. There's a reason they look like that. It's because they're taking care of themselves. So their body is repaying them the favor. This is what I look like when you take care of me. And I just want to take better care of myself this year. I want to be sleeping earlier, waking up earlier, taking my vitamins, doing my skincare routine, moving my body more, eating healthy, eating clean, whole foods. And once I do that, I know I'm going to feel better, I'm gonna look better, and I'm just gonna like feel better about who I am, and I'm gonna be proud of myself. Like the fact that it's been 2 years that I've been consistently going to the gym, I've seen such a difference in my butt. Especially, I was talking about this on the phone with my friend today. I was like, my butt is getting bigger, like so much bigger this past month because I've been doing more leg exercises and I've been increasing my intake of protein. It's like, obviously my butt and my glutes are gonna get bigger when I'm doing that. So I'm proud of myself for achieving something. Even if it's a physical thing, I'm proud of myself for achieving it because I wanted a bigger butt and I got a bigger butt. So that's kind of how I want to tackle the physical stuff, is just taking better care of myself and prioritizing my body, prioritizing my health. And I know once I do prioritize my health and my body, I will feel better about what I look like, and that will make me feel better about myself and what I've accomplished with myself. The next thing is mental health. So this is something, like I said, I've been lacking in the past week. A big part of my mental health is moving my body. That helps my mental health so much, especially when I was going through finals. It's like I would go to Starbucks at like 8 o'clock in the morning. My Starbucks is located right next to my gym, and from like 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. I would just be in Starbucks studying, and then I would walk over to the gym at like 4:30, and that's where all my stress would go. All the stress that I just felt from studying, my reward was the gym. And this is why I don't work out in the morning. I think working out in the morning is great, and I am envious of people that love it, but I like working out like at night or like in the later afternoon, because I like working out after I'm done with like everything I have to do. Like after a full day of working or a full day of being stressed, my favorite feeling is just going to the gym after and relieving all that stress. Like the gym is my reward, and it helps my mental health so much. I mean, it obviously releases endorphins. We all know that it's meant to make you feel better, but that's why this past week when I was going to the gym and I was just feeling more stressed, I was like, I just need to take a break. My body needs a break. I need to listen to my body. I wasn't feeling my best when I was doing workouts. I felt so lightheaded after everything. I just knew like, okay, this is not meant for me today. Like this is something I have to walk away from today. I have to go home. I have to shower. I have to eat. And then I'll take this on in a few days. So I am taking a few days to rest. I haven't had a great workout week, but I'm going to come back on Monday feeling better than ever. I know it's going to be the most packed day at the gym, but I'm going to try my best to kind of just get there and try to get my workout in. So moving my body and just focusing on my physical does help my mental, but other things that help my mental are the goals I'm creating for myself, the vision board I'm creating for myself, what I spend my free time doing, who I'm surrounding myself with, what books am I reading, what routine am I following. These are all things that affect your mental health. So I'm a big believer in vision boards and in goals. I have a whole episode on vision boards, but basically what I do is I'll go through Pinterest and I'll create a vision board for every single year. So I'll look up the places I want to travel to, the places I want to live, just goals that I want to achieve in picture form, the lifestyle that I want to curate for myself in picture form. So I'll go on Pinterest and I'll find this whole lifestyle that I want my 2023 to be filled with, and I'll put it on a vision board. I'll print out the pictures. On the back of the pictures, I'll write an affirmation. So if I print out a picture of For You From Eve's logo, I'll write on the back of the picture, For You From Eve will be successful. For You From Eve has hit the spot, like Spotify podcast charts, blah, blah, blah. I'll write all these things down and it'll just make me feel like, okay, now I got done that affirmation and I matched an affirmation to the picture. Also, I'm recording in my car and this big truck was driving so close to me. I got really nervous that they were going to tell me I can't like be parked here. But we're all good. I got really anxious for a second. But yeah, like creating a vision board is one of the best things because it's putting your goals on a vision. Like it's putting your goals in picture form and it's making you see that every single day and reminding you these are the things I want to achieve. That's something I'm going to work on today too, is creating my vision board for you guys. I'll even share my vision board with you guys so you guys can see what my vision board is filled with. But creating a vision board, creating those goals for yourself. Obviously you can add and remove goals as the year goes on. Like you don't have to think of all these long-term goals. Like they could just be a visual of what you want your 2023 to contain. The places you want to travel, the places you want to live, the things you want to achieve, the school you want to go to, the company you want to work at, whatever it is, those are all things you should be putting on your vision board. And also like focusing on what you're spending your free time doing. Are you spending your free time reading books? Are you going to the mall? Are you with your friends? Are you working out? What are you spending your free time doing? When you have no obligations, when you don't have to go to work, when you don't have to go to school, what are you doing? Are you laying in bed watching YouTube or are you doing something with your life? And I had this realization because this whole week, instead of going out and doing something or reading a book or working out, I was in bed watching YouTube because I was too sad to do anything else or to put my energy elsewhere. And last night, it was Friday night, and I was like, I'm going to spend my time reading and planning my episode. And I had such a good night doing that, and I felt so good about doing that I woke up feeling better. So I've just been at a point where, yes, I go through low points, but I want to make sure I'm spending my free time, you know, spending my free time with people that I love and building on my relationships. Like I've been getting so much closer with my friends recently. With a lot of my friends I've been getting so much closer with and really building that friendship with and strengthening that foundation with and just making new friends and branching out to make new friends, all that stuff. And so I've made sure that I'm spending my free time with people that I love and with people that help me grow. I'm spending my free time making myself grow. I'm going to the gym. I'm recording my episodes. I'm planning stuff for You From Eve. And especially because I'm on winter break for school, I spent my free time. Like I have a lot more free time than usual. Obviously, I keep myself really busy with my podcast and my business, but it's not the easiest thing ever either. So I've kind of just been trying to work on that a lot and just be grateful for the free time that I have. But yeah, it's important for me to kind of just make sure I am spending my free time doing things that are going to help me grow. Obviously, it's okay to sometimes just put on a rom-com and sit in bed and scroll through TikTok. It's okay to have moments like that. But at the end of the day, I want to make sure I'm spending my free time doing something that's going to help me grow. And I think going into this new year, I want to spend less time on the screen. I want to spend less time on my phone. And I want to spend more time just doing things that are going to help me be a better me instead of just kind of slow me down and just distract me in the moment. And I'm just going to be mindlessly scrolling on social media all the time. I would rather be doing something that's going to benefit me. And like I said, it's okay to have moments or days where you just want to be in bed mindlessly scrolling and not really putting your energy elsewhere. But I want majority of my time to be filled with things that are going to help me grow. And also just like for mental, books help me so much. Like this book, The Mountain Is You, has been helping me so much. Also like a few other books I recommend. So obviously The Mountain Is You is what I'm reading right now. So books have been really helping me. The Mountain Is You, Atomic Habits, The Healing Code. There's so many amazing books that are just like great self-help books. And honestly, this helps me so much. I'll like highlight, post-it note, I'll annotate the book and really just like read it slowly. I won't like binge read it, but I'll read it slowly to like have it help me grow or whatever. So that has been something that has been helping my mental health so much, rather than just like going on TikTok. I'd opened up my book and it helps me so much more. And also just routine. Routine is huge for my mental health. And like ever since school ended, I've been a little bit slacking on my routine. I have a lot of free time to kind of just like, because I work for myself, do what I want. I don't have to be anywhere at a certain time. I can really just do things at my own pace. I woke up this morning at 10:30. I stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning having a deep talk with my friend. So I ended up sleeping in until 10:30. I knew I had to get this episode up. So I drove to Starbucks, grabbed a coffee, and like, this is how I'm starting my day. And that's so not a routine based morning. I'm not great. Like, I don't feel great about it, but I also know like, it's okay to have mornings like that too. Where you had a late night, maybe you're hungover, who knows, and you just want to wake up and like be lazy and you just want to put your hoodie on, put your sunglasses on, grab a coffee. And that is a very realistic thing. Sometimes I'll wake up on a Sunday morning, I was out Saturday night, I'm hungover, I put on a hoodie, I put on my sunglasses, I grab a coffee from the Starbucks drive-thru and I don't do anything the whole day. And it's so okay to have days like that. But I think majority of your days having a routine, a morning routine and a night routine, just making sure there are things that you want to get done in the morning and things that you want to get done at night. Whether it's reading your Bible, journaling, meditating, whatever it is, making sure that there's like at least 3 to 5 things you want to get done each morning and 3 to 5 things you want to get done each night that have to be a part of your routine. For me, in the morning, I have to make my bed. I have to have a coffee and I have to do some type of either journaling or meditating. I've been really into meditating recently. I have to do those 3 things in the morning. And at night, I have to pray. I have to put on my red light therapy. I have to put on my lavender essential oil, like things like that. Like those are 3 things in my morning and 3 things in my night that I need to do before going to sleep. And I think that just leaves you structured, but it's not like a strict structure. It's like a structure that's going to make you feel good when you do it. But when you don't do it, you can live. Like if I wake up at my friend's house on a Sunday morning, I might not do my meditation in the morning because I'm with her, but I'll do it later in the afternoon and I'm not going to get down on myself and get mad at myself for not doing the meditation. But it's like good that I do feel more complete and more put together and more productive when I do it. But just because you miss out on your routine so much, don't let yourself get mad about that. I'm going to put a morning and night routine in the Notion template as well. I'm going to link the Notion template on my Instagram. Go to my Instagram at For You From Eve. But I'll also link it in the description of this episode if you guys want to follow it, because I want to make a whole Notion template for 2023. But those are my main concepts of mental health going into 2023. Now for emotional health, this kind of goes more into my meditation and my journaling. So meditating and journaling and reading too has helped me so much when it came to my emotional health. I've been so emotional the past 2 weeks and I just feel so much better when I open up my journal and I start writing about what I'm, you know, afraid of or what I'm feeling or just the emotions that I'm feeling and like the things that I'm thinking, all that stuff. I write it all out. I speak out loud, whether you like talking to someone about it or you just like dealing with it on your own. For me, it depends on the situation. Sometimes I just want to be left alone and I don't want to talk about my problems, but sometimes I'm so sad that like the other day my friend called me and I wrote back and I was like, I'm too sad, I can't be on the phone. And then they called again and I was like, answered, and I ended up leaving the phone call feeling better. So sometimes it does help to talk about your problems and just kind of get them out there. Or even if you just like talking to yourself about it, if it's not something you want to share with other people, talk to yourself. Go for a drive and literally act like you are on the phone with your friend, but just talk to yourself and talk to God. I have done that so many times and that might sound crazy, but it helps. Like sometimes I just don't want to open up to people about certain things. So I'll go for a drive and I'll just talk to myself. I'll talk to God and it'll help me so much. When you say things out loud, it helps you so, so much. Just speaking the way that you feel to people or speaking the way you feel to yourself, saying those things out loud, it helps you realize so much about the way that you're feeling and it helps release it instead of keeping it trapped in. But you could obviously also do that with journaling, and I think meditating helps you a lot. Journal out all your feelings or say them out loud, whichever you prefer. Type it out in your notes app, whatever it is. And then after you kind of release all that negative energy, do a meditation, put your mind back at ease. Because if you just allow that stress to build up, you're going to get a headache, you're going to feel more tired, it will start to affect your body. And I've noticed in the past week how my stress and my sadness has affected my body. And that's where it kind of got a little bit scary to me, as I was like, wait, my emotions are affecting my physical health. And even my doctor was showing me that. And that was a little bit scary to me. Like it was scary for me to see how the way that I'm just so sad is affecting the way my body is. Like that was very terrifying to me. So that's kind of how I focus with the emotional health. And then the last thing I want to go over is faithful and spiritual. So I've been trying to focus a lot more on my faith recently, reading my devotional more, reading my Bible more, praying more. This is something that when I do go in those ruts of not feeling my best, I tend to not necessarily forget about, but forget to prioritize. And I just want to make sure I'm at a point where I go to God for comfort, not for fear. I don't want to only pray when I need something or when I'm scared about something. Like, God, I know I haven't talked to you in a while, but I'm really scared about this. Can you help me? Can you please make sure my headaches go away? This, that. I don't want to only ask God for those things. I want to talk to God on the days where I'm happy, and I thank God for making me happy, and I thank God for the happiness He brought me that day. And I also want to thank God for the pain. Like, I want to thank God for the bad days and for being there for me. And it's not easy. And I think that whether you're faithful or whether you're spiritual, I think it's so important to have something and have that type of comfort to lean back on and to be with, because it's not something that will ever leave you. Like, God will never leave you. He will always be there. So making sure that you are prioritizing that relationship with Him and really valuing that relationship with Him and strengthening that relationship with Him is so important, because He is someone that will always be there. And that's kind of how I've been giving it, that's the kind of outlook I've been giving it, is God will always be there for me, so I should always be there for Him. And if you knew the same way we prioritize the relationships and the friendships in our life, we should be doing with God. Like, if you knew the current boy you're dating was going to be your husband, you'd be giving him so much time, so much energy, so much effort, so much attention. Why don't we do the same for God? We know God is going to be there our whole entire lives, but we still don't prioritize Him as much as we prioritize our friends or our boyfriends or our girlfriends or the people in our family. And obviously, it's so important to prioritize the people in your life, and God wants you to, but at the same time, you have to make sure you're prioritizing Him as well. So I've just been really trying to work on my faithful life and my faithful side. And I know once I work on my faithful side, my emotional, my mental, and my physical will all come together as well. So I have been having a pretty rough week mentally and emotionally, especially emotionally. And it's like to the point where it's affecting my physical being and it's getting a little bit scary, but I'm trying to really come back out of it better. I've had moments like this before. I've had low points like this before. It's not my first rodeo. And I think just reminding myself in those moments where I get really anxious or I don't feel well, I'm like, you've been here before. You've felt this way before. You've gotten through it every single time. Reminding myself of that is such an empowering thing, because it's like, I have felt this before. I felt this sadness before. I felt this headache before. Nothing's gonna happen to me. I'm gonna be okay. I just have to get through this moment. And I think reminding myself of that is just so, 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 so important. And I'm just really trying to pull myself out of that darker zone right now. I cleaned my room last night, because on Thursday night, I was like, okay, tomorrow, because Thursday I went to the city. I had to get some things done in the city. So Thursday, I spent the whole day in New York. And then I came home Thursday night and I was like, okay, tomorrow I'm going to record and edit and this and that. But I went to sleep in a dirty room. I came home from the city and napped. And then I woke up feeling really like depressed and not feeling the best. So I didn't clean my room, nothing. I was like, I'm not cleaning my room. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. And I expected to wake up Friday morning motivated. But I woke up Friday morning in a really dirty room. And I was like, I have no motivation to do anything today. And I spent all of Friday in my bed at my friend's house in her bed. And then didn't even go to the gym. And then when I got home from the gym, I ate dinner, I showered, and I was like, okay, if I want Saturday to be exactly how Friday was, I'm not going to clean my room and I'm just going to lay in bed right now. But I was like, I refuse to let that happen again. I cleaned my closet, I cleaned my workout drawer, I opened my packages, I cleaned my room completely, I made my bed, I did everything and just cleaned up my space, because I wanted to make sure I woke up Saturday morning motivated. And yes, I ended up staying up late and sleeping in Saturday morning, which is today, but I woke up, I'm recording this episode, I'm getting this episode up for you guys, and I'm going to, you know, go home. I want to do a hair mask. I want to like dermablade my face, do my eyebrows, do my upper lip. Like, I want to do all of these things to just kind of feel my best, because I want to go into the new year feeling my best. And I think I deserve that and owe that to myself. So I want to make sure I take care of myself today. I do a lot of self-care. I eat really good meals. I just want to take good care of myself. Genuinely, that's all I want from today. So that's kind of how I want to go into 2023. I want to end the episode off on that. I kind of went on a little tangent on like a healing journey, but I just think it's so important to realize that going into a new year doesn't necessarily mean that your healing journey has to come to an end. And if you didn't heal by 2023, it means you're going into the new year still sad or still this. I know a lot of people don't like the whole message behind New Year, New Me. And it's like, you should just wake up and want to be a new you every day and a better you every day. But I do think it is kind of exciting to have that day and just have New Year's to be like, this is a whole thing. Like, this is the reset button. Like, I do think it's exciting to romanticize. So I do want to romanticize it while it's here. But I want to thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you guys are celebrating your New Year's, feeling very safe if you do celebrate New Year's, and just be very safe. Be surrounded with people that you love and people that you want to go into 2023 with. Thank you again so much for listening to today's episode. I just want you guys to know my DMs are always open. I do try my best to go through them. I know I'm not the greatest at it, but I do try my best. Whatever you're going through, we're going through together. It's okay to have the dark days. It's okay for the waves to hit the rocks. I love you guys so much, and I will talk to you in my next episode.